quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Wednesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. Dynamite is coming up here tonight. I said that right when the song said Thunder. Dynamite is coming up here tonight. Six matches scheduled for the show this evening. We got a pay-per-view coming up here not too long, 2 weeks from now, March 15th. So we're going to go over the lineup for the show coming up here tonight. Also got Impact tomorrow, and we got Impact News, as a couple of people have quit TNA at a very interesting time, I might add. So we'll talk about SmackDown and then all of the news, including last night's NXT. Did you guys watch NXT? What a show that was. Filthy Tom will be here to help run down that show. We got some notes on Bloodsport, the New Japan Cup, Danhausen, some ratings notes. Got an update on those commercials. Yes, an actual update, not just complaining. We have an update on the Netflix commercials, which might be a positive update. I guess we shall see. You never know when one hand knows what the other hand is doing. We'll tell you about that. And also, Joey Janela's spring break. We got more matches announced for that. If you want, text us here today, 425-780-7566 is the phone number, 425-780-7566. F4W Online at gmail.com. F4W Online, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo at Brian Alvarez, X, and Blue Sky. In the final segment of the show, Tim Bocci is going to join us to talk an upcoming film, pro wrestling, and plenty more. You can also check out tickets to our convention coming up over WrestleMania weekend in Vegas. We won't gouge you like WrestleMania is doing. F4WOnline.com/Vegas. That is F4WOnline.com/Vegas. Watch Wrestling with Dave. Eat steak with me. Live podcast Q&A. It's going to be a lot of fun. F4WOnline.com/Vegas. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
In the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tim is joining us here today.
What? Shut up.
How you doing, Tom?
Actually, I saw a question earlier on Twitter.
Yeah, what's that?
It said, why do people named Thomas go by Tom and not Ass? So, I've decided.
That's the stupidest question I've ever heard. I thought you were going to say, why do people who are named Thomas spell it T-O-M when the full name is T-H-O-M-S? And I actually know some people who, their name is Tom, but they spell it T-H-O-M.
Are they British?
It's always so weird. It's like thumb.
Are they British?
No, they're not British. Tom! Hey, we got news here that's more important than how you spell your name, brother. So yesterday, Lance and I went off about these Netflix commercials, which suck. And yesterday, somebody on Twitter alerted me.
Oh, you know what? How much you paying? How much you paying for Netflix?
I don't know. Why do you ask?
Get over it.
Would you shut up?
Commercials. God.
I paid for the commercial-free Netflix, and I get nothing but commercials. And it used to be that when I watched the replay, you didn't get commercials. Well, after the last couple of weeks, now there's commercials on the replay. And, in fact, as of this morning, if you go to watch Monday's Raw, it still has the unskippable commercials in the replay. And this is a change, it seems to be at least. But the point is, somebody on Twitter ended up contacting Netflix. And granted, the left hand doesn't always know what the right hand is doing. But according to this person at Netflix, there are only supposed to be commercials during the live airing of Raw, which is, in fact, how it has been for a long time now. And allegedly, there are supposed to be zero commercials as soon as the replay starts. When the replay starts, it's just supposed to be an hour and 36 minutes or whatever. And every time it gets to a break, it just skips right to the next segment, no commercials. So either there has been a change that this person at Netflix does not know about, or something has gone wrong the last couple of weeks, and hopefully by this Monday it will be remedied. Because unskippable commercials during a replay 2 days after the show is aired on a service where I am paying for no commercials, that is unacceptable. And they're also right in the middle of wrestling matches.
It seems as if you're accepting it.
Which makes... No, I'm not accepting it, actually. Well, if this wasn't my job, I ain't watching Raw ever again if I have to sit through these unskippable commercials on the replay.
It is.
Yeah.
And you are accepting it.
No, I'm not accepting it, Tom. Don't make me quit watching Raw, because you'll be in charge of watching it. Just don't.
No.
Don't! We'll be talking about NXT later. What did you think of NXT?
Not a fan.
Not a fan.
I'm a fan of a select few individuals who I was previously not a fan of.
Really? You've turned the corner on some people?
I've done a complete 180 on Shiloh Hill and these Belly Boys.
Really? I always liked all of them.
I know you did. I despised them weeks ago.
Why?
And now that they are together, I don't know. I didn't get Shiloh Hill at first.
Oh yeah,
I'm still not sure I get him.
You're officially old, Tom. Well, you know, there were a couple things online over the last couple of days that I want to talk about. One is all of these reports that there is legitimate heat between Jade Cargill and Rhea Ripley because of things they've been tweeting at each other over the course of the last 48 hours. Guys. Moving on. Also, I saw this. I don't want to make fun of like other outlets, but I found this funny. PW Insider reported Wednesday that WWE has been pleasantly surprised by the early numbers that Danhausen's merchandise has generated. Okay, hold on a second. Why would you hire Danhausen if not to capitalize on all of the merchandise that Danhausen sells? What is surprising about this? You hired him to be in the speed tournament? You hired him to be in the main event of WrestleMania? No, you hired him to merchandise Danhausen, right? They're pleasantly surprised. His merchandise is selling very well. In fact, his shirt is the top seller at WWEshop.com. So there you go. Good for him. Any comments on any of this, Tom? You over there?
Sure is.
All right.
Sure as hell is good for Danhausen.
Sure
getting
is.
Getting that paper.
Yeah.
Good for him.
God bless that guy.
I've been watching Danhausen since, gosh, 2018, maybe when he was just starting this gimmick. So glad to see him capitalizing in the biggest way possible, essentially.
So Fightful has reported that Mance Warner and Steph DeLander have both left TNA. Outlet reported they were told the departure stemmed from TNA refusing to clear DeLander to return from injury, with DeLander having been told she would never be able to wrestle for the promotion again. She's been out of action since August 2024, underwent neck fusion surgery on her C5 and C6. In January, she revealed she was 100% healed from the procedure. My neck is 100% healed. I've been cleared by my surgeon to return to the ring. I need guidance from a medical professional to ensure safety so I can get back to doing what I love. I've asked so many times, can anyone help me? TNA, WWE, AEW. And Fightful said one source believed Warner and DeLander could finish up with the promotion after the current set of tapings. Well, they're not. There's tapings March 6th and 7th, which is Friday and Saturday, and they've got tapings March 27th and March 28th in New Orleans. But no, they are out of here. They're out of here. So, very interesting. The promotion allegedly will never clear her to wrestle again, although she claims her surgeon gave her 100% clearance to return to the ring. Seems like there's something missing with this story, but I don't know what it is. So that's the update. You know old Mancer.
Sure do.
What's that face for?
I'm perplexed by the story. I'm trying to think of what it could possibly be. Because, I mean, we did just see also Ash by Elegance, FKA Dana Brooke, retire for an injury and then come back.
She did come
like,
back.
You know, like just months later. So
the idea that TNA said
clearly don't know what the deal is.
Never wrestle for the promotion again. I mean, I guess it's a new TNA, but they hired Kurt Angle. They used him for a long time. And I'm trying to think of anybody who has ever been permanently retired, with the exception of Shibata was permanently retired by New Japan, but AEW just hired him and he takes bumps on his head and strikes to the head all the time.
Well, he was permanently retired because he wouldn't play by the rules.
Well, I mean,
he was
permanently retired before that. They allowed him to do the
with no strikes to
yes,
the head.
Yes, and
that's
then
the
he did.
I had to wrestle him under those rules.
And then he just threw it out the window and did whatever he wanted. So that's why they won't book him. But I mean, even if he hadn't done that, they weren't ever going to let him have a normal match again. He was only going to be allowed to have the. Those, what do they call them?
Exhibition grappling matches, essentially.
That's quite a story. He was brought in to do an exhibition match, and he just went into business for himself and did a full-on match, and they never used him again. Bloodsport, Josh Barnett announced that the Bloodsport show on April 17th at the Horseshoe in Las Vegas, Pete Dunne! Where's that guy been? Jeez.
I don't know.
He's been out of this business for like a year, but he's returning.
Last time I saw him was at Bloodsport.
Really?
Yeah, I think he's been red with envy ever since.
Mm. I wonder who he's going to wrestle.
Maybe he's got blue testicles waiting to get back in there. Can you say that?
Tom, can we not skate the line? Are you available for that show?
I'll be there. I'll tell you that much.
All right. Back in a moment, everybody. Observer Live.
I'm an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Tom Bacci is joining us after the break, so we're going to get into the NXT report.
Is that what you're calling me now?
No.
Tom Bacci?
No.
I'm that bad of a worker?
Actually, you're not a bad worker at all. You got better the worse you got. It's crazy.
I'm horrific now, so.
Maybe you're better than ever now.
Maybe I'll be at my peak.
Yeah. All right, let's do NXT.
All right, NXT on the C-Dub. Open up with our new champion for the North American continents, Miles Bourne, opening the show. He got "You Deserved It" chants, and he said he heard them loud and clear as he was announced as the new champion. Former champion Ethan Page came out, credited himself with raising Miles' status, wanted a rematch. They agreed to face off right now. Robert Stone came out. He was like, "No, oh, I don't want maybe not, I don't want." And they're just like, "No, we're doing this match." He's like, "Okay, fine." So they sent out a ref, and these guys had a match in full street clothes. I love this, actually. You never see this. These guys were so mad, they just did the match right then. It became essentially like a tuxedo match. And at the end, Miles got an ankle lock on the there's a important spot before that, because Bourne knocked Page in the announce desk, beat him up with punches, went to a commercial. Page then was in control and he had his pants ripped apart, but he took off his belt. The ref pulled the belt away from him, took it, but he had on another belt underneath. He leveled Miles Bourne with it.
He doesn't wear two belts.
The champion kicked out at two, however, after he got hit with the belt. Then Miles got an ankle lock on this foot of Page, which was previously Pillman's. Page kicked him. His pants came fully off. The ref took the pants. Bourne took off his shoe, whacked Page with it, hit the Bourne again, and got the win. Now, how they pulled this entire thing off as the finish is beyond me, because there's so many moving parts that could have gone wrong when they're ripping
Ethan
pants
Page
off.
Is great.
Yes. The gusto, the guts that it took to even do this as the finish when so much could go wrong deserves to be commended. Big fan of this segment.
I thought this was quite good for what it was. An impromptu tuxedo match with pinfall rules. But I do have one question. I hate to be that guy.
No, you don't.
If it was impromptu and neither man knew this was going to happen, why does Ethan Page wear two belts? A little weird. Anyway.
Well, Zarya's still mad at Sol Ruka. Dark State wants to fight Tony D in the parking lot, but Stone made him go inside. What? Why? Why did he make him go inside?
I have never seen security escorting troublemakers inside. That's like something Ava would do. This poor guy's got the Ava role.
Then Tony D pulled up in a yellow convertible. Then Blake Monroe came out. She said the biggest thing a woman could do in NXT is interrupt her, and that's why Jada Parker's mad. She told us how great she is, how much everyone actually loves her despite hating her. Miss Jada came out. She said she clocked Blake a long time ago. The glamour only exists because insecurity exists. Parker told her she's the one who needs her, so she doesn't fade in the background. She said Blake doesn't even believe the things that she's saying, which I believed. And she called her a mediocre
B
female dog. And they got into a fight where Jada knocked her to the floor.
I thought this segment was all right. I didn't think Blake's promo was very good. And Jade is actually a great promo, but I didn't think she was all that great here.
I thought she was good.
Just felt like a very, very scripted promo from both of them. And then when Blake laid her out, I was like, oh my God, they're actually putting Blake over Jada. Like, I should have known. I mean, what are we watching here? But God, that's a bad call.
The Vanity Project went to talk to Ricky Starks, Ethan Page. They apologized for not helping Page retain the title. Starks kind of whisked them away, and then Starks talked about how Page could be a two-time North American champion while he could be a two-time NXT champion. And you could see the wheel spinning in Page's head here, because I'll get to it a little bit later, actually. We then had Elio LaFleur, Eli Knight, and Sean Legacy talking about how cool the speed belt is when former speed champion with the least speed, Jasper Troy, showed up. He started trash-talking Keanu Carver. Josh Briggs showed up from the abyss. And essentially, if you listen to Booker T, this guy showed up from the unemployment line. He said, Jasper isn't the best big man anymore since losing to these tiny chaps. So Jasper Troy challenged, I think, Elio LaFleur and Knight to a rematch for the speed title.
Three-way next week. And then he wants Eli and Sean. And after he beats them, he'll go after Elio.
Thank you.
Yes.
We had a women's speed match, Nikita Lyons versus Ren Sinclair.
It's good.
I did not expect coming out of this match to be more impressed with Nikita Lyons, but Ren Sinclair.
Because Nikita Lyons has gotten in the best shape I've ever seen her in.
Fantastic shape.
She's moves better. She's faster. I mean, she was very good in this match.
She's relying on her martial arts background. She's much better for whatever she's doing now. Crowd was big behind Ren, who got sent to the shadow realm with a kick. Miraculously reversed a pin. Ren gave Nikita a back suplex, locked on the cattle mutilation, and got the win. She faces Thea Hale in the speed finals. Miles Bourne, Joe Hendry.
We can skip it. We got to get through everything.
Yeah.
I want more time for Kalani and Shayna.
I think what they're doing, Brian, I think they're going to do a double turn with Paige and Miles Bourne.
It's possible.
So Kalani Jordan went to train with Shayna Baszler at Rudo's BJJ in Orlando.
Oh my God.
The giant, hold on. I don't have much to say. Giant Matt Riddle bro logo on the back wall here on NXT.
I need hours to talk about this on the Brian and Vinny show. This was the most preposterous video I've seen in the history of NXT, I think. I mean, it was... This must be seen to be believed, everybody. Especially if you've ever done anything involving combat sports in your whole entire life. You must watch this segment. More on Thursday.
They buried Shayna Baszler.
Oh my God. I couldn't even believe my eyes watching this.
I think they buried both women.
I need... Sean. Tom. I think you need to come on the show tomorrow so we can spend an entire... Or Friday, so we can spend the entire show on this segment alone. I can't.
I'd rather talk for an hour about the Belly Boys and Shiloh Hill.
It was a good match.
Yeah, they took on the Vanity Project.
This was actually the NXT version of a party match.
You know what I was a big fan of? They did a callback spot for commercial breaks. The Vanity Project tried to ram the other team with like the steps, and it didn't work, and then they went to a commercial break. And then later on, because this was a long match, they did the same move, but they crushed one of the baby faces with the spots or with the steps, and then they went to a commercial break. I was like, that was great. I'm not even sure what happened at the end. It was a swarm of flying limbs. Shiloh Hill hit the backbreaker.
I'll tell you what happened. There's only one thing you need to talk about. The Evolve champion, Jackson Drake, has an Evolve championship match tonight, so they beat him in the middle of the ring last night. I was like, of course they did.
I thought it was Smokes.
No. No, they pinned Jackson Drake.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's got to lose that Evolve. Well, maybe he doesn't. I don't know. Who knows? You know, I think Kendall Gray is a heel on Evolve.
Oh, she might be.
She definitely cut a heel promo last
night. We got 2 minutes here.
Well, what do you want to talk about?
Well, we got Lola Vice's doctor saying that if she wrestled on Saturday, she risked permanent disfigurement or dysfunction. She goes, Doc, I'm doing it anyway. He goes, okay. My God, Steph DeLander needs this guy. Bookworm called out Tony D. And they're going to have a match on Saturday. What is it, a parking lot brawl? We got a parking lot brawl, and then we also have some sort of other thing.
Underground.
We have Underground, and we have the Falls Count Anywhere, right? With Blake? We had JC and Zarya for the women's title, which ended when Soul comes out.
They did an entire match for this.
Takes out Fallon and Lacey and then hits the ring, hits a Soul Snatcher on Zari and JC for the DQ. I freaking called it. The people booed Soul. Luckily, Lacey was smart enough to go after her, and so Soul laid her out, and so she got a pop for that. But, like, this is going exactly how I thought. The fans are totally behind Zarya. They cheered her the entire match. Like, oh, my God. Why is this so hard?
That was a good match.
And then what?
Why? I don't know why they even tried. We knew what the end result was going to be.
What did you think of the main event segment?
I might have to come on the Brian and Vinny show.
I knew it.
It went over like a wet fart.
I thought that like Ricky Saints is a heel playing horrific guitar and singing a horrible song to make fun of Joe Hendry. I thought it worked for a minute and then it kept going and going and going and going. And yes, Funk, I realized it was bad on purpose, but like, it kept being bad, and it kept being bad. The issue was the length of time in which it was bad.
It doesn't have to be bad on purpose for 8 minutes.
I was like, oh, my God, is this ever going to end? And then, like, Joe Hendry came out and broke a guitar on his back. We had a wild brawl, and I was like, there were some segments on this show that were really good, and there were segments on this show like that Kalani deal, and this main event segment that's like, you got to see it to believe it. This stuff was on national television.
Like, there's too many segments, too. I couldn't even get through the show.
We couldn't. There were 8,000. We didn't even talk about Izzy and Tatum.
The Birthright.
Oh, my God.
People taking advice from Lexus King.
Brian Vinny show tomorrow night, everybody. I got 45 minutes to go over NXT, and I may take more. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Welcome to guided meditation. Close your eyes. You're at the beach. The seagulls are calling. You take out your iPhone 16e you got from Cricket and use Apple Intelligence to clean up that selfie you just took. It's a good one. You send it to your friends instantly thanks to reliable nationwide 5G. They're totally jealous. Get iPhone 16e for $49.99 when you switch. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Requires new line on the Supreme Unlimited plan. First service charge and tax due at sale. $25 activation fee. Terms and restrictions apply. Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. See store for details.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Right on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We're joined by Filthy Tom Lawler. And if you guys aren't aware, on March 21st, Tom and I will be at Monumental 3 at the Northern Quest Resort and Casino. March 21st, Spokane, Washington. If you want to attend the show, Effie is going to be there, and Mike Santana, Jonathan Gresham, Alan Angels, Chris Daniels, the Bad Apple. I got a huge list of names, and I bring it up because the promotion that is running March 21st at the Northern Quest Resort and Casino, doors at 6, bell time 7 o'clock, Spokane, Washington, is Relentless Wrestling. And in fact, our guest today is the man behind a film called Relentless. Tom Bocci is joining us here today, whose name I botched, coincidentally, in the opening segment there, but it's since been fixed. Tom, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going? Great introduction, Brian.
We got too many Toms and Tims and Thoms, and you know how it is.
We need more.
Well, on that note, I will say I was named after Tom Jones, who's huge in Poland, so... Believe it or not.
Oh, my God.
It's not short for Thomas. It is Tom.
It's amazing. Relentless, relentless. Tom. Poland. Tom's married to a Polish wife, right, Tom?
Yes.
Wait, both of you?
You too?
Tom Lawler is. Wow.
Tom Lawler is my secret tag team partner. I don't know what to tell you.
About this. Well, listen, we got to talk about Relentless here.
This is like, okay, there's two baseball players who are both redheads who are pitchers who are unrelated, but their names are both Brady Fagel. This is kind of like
that. And they both had similar wives and similar styles.
This is getting a little creepy here.
Maybe this is for After Dark.
It might be. Golly, we need to keep you on for another hour. Well, listen, Relentless came out January 9th. It's available everywhere where you can buy or rent films, iTunes, Amazon, Apple TV, Vudu, etc. And tell us about this film. And the question, obviously, that some people have asked is, why is Tom Bocci here? What's this film have to do with anything? Tell us.
Well, so the film is a cat and mouse revenge thriller, but why I think wrestling fans would be interested in it is because it moves much like a Darby Allin match. I mean, we start off hot. There's a build the heat, extended build the heat segment, and then we kind of go into, ramping out hot again. And most films don't do that right now. There's a lot of wrestling influence due to my past in the wrestling industry about 20 years ago. So those are the types of stories I'm interested in. And so I thought, well, where better to talk about this film than with you here today?
Well, let's talk about your involvement in wrestling, because you've had all sorts of things over the years, including, was Brody Lee actually in the film that you cast him for?
No. So Brody, back in 2017, my first feature film, I had a role that fit Brody perfectly. And so, I don't know if you're aware of this, but most celebrities and known entities do not leave their DMs open. And so this is how Brody came into the picture. He did. And so back in 2016, I sent him a DM and I said, hey, good sir, I have a film that I think you'd be interested in. And he said, well, here's my email. And sure enough, he agreed to be in the film, but ultimately WWE turned him down.
Oh.
So, he didn't end up being in the film, but he did get to be in a different independent film during the time he was out with an injury. And so that was kind of my first step into this, like, idea of laying in wrestling theology and these types of stories within the narratives I was creating.
So what was the role going to be?
So it's something that was very similar to the Wyatts. It was about a comic book obsessed serial killer. And so it was like this kind of brutal, brutish guy who I needed to be big. I needed him to be tall and very menacing, like a Jason Voorhees type character. And, you know, he was a fan of horror films. So I thought, well, this is a great matchup right here.
You know, there was an interview that just, I think, came out today or yesterday where Gunther was talking about this, that, and the other. And he was asked, and he made some comment about how someone he thought would be an incredible actor was Ludwig Kaiser. And
yes.
I wanted to ask you, as someone who I'm sure has followed tons of wrestling, I mean, who do you think in the business would be a great, like a, all these wrestlers do films, but like, you know, a lot of them, they play themselves or they play a wrestler or whatever. You know, we're talking acting. I'm talking like somebody who you think, I could give you this role, I could give you that role, and you can actually act. Who do you think would be good?
Well, I think the best performers are people who have the ability to commit. I think in the wrestling world, the idea is, how do I be entertaining? And then you kind of shape a character around that. And that's the opposite of what I believe you should do. So when I look at somebody like Eddie Kingston is Eddie Kingston. And then he cuts a promo, and then he works. He's not trying to be entertaining. He's Eddie Kingston first, and that's what you want. He has this ability to commit. He is the character, and then later we shape everything else around. So that's usually what I look for.
So who are some names that if you had the opportunity, you could cast anybody for an upcoming film? Like, who do you think would be great that maybe we wouldn't even expect?
Maybe you wouldn't expect. Let me see if I have a good example. Eddie, I think, would be great. I think Ludwig would be great, like you said. Brian Keith would be phenomenal. He commits very well. I think Bryan Danielson, I would love if Bryan Danielson could ever kind of like, parlay his talents into the film world. I think that's not an interest of his, but I wish it was. Gunther's another one. These people who, essentially, the way they carry themselves, there's such a belief in who they are that they, you know, anything that you get put in front of them, they can apply that same belief to. That translates really well.
So is this your third film?
This is my second feature film. And I've done a lot of other things besides. I've done a lot of television. I've done a lot of short films, but this is my second feature film.
What is it like doing a feature film as compared to television or really anything else?
Well, so television is usually you're in an incubator and things work a lot quicker. They're very fast. And film, I think, is more about climbing a mountain that you have to really break down into like these small individual steps that take forever. Speaking of Darby, it's much like climbing Mount Everest. It's this unattainable dream, you know, and you kind of have to figure out a way to almost slow down and do the opposite of what you do in television. In television, everything's about getting something out, getting out information or a story as fast as possible. And in film, the idea is keeping it close to the vest and honing it before you release it. So it's, you know, as perfect as it can be. And so that's the main difference. The other difference is in film, when it comes to directing, you're much more in that manager role. You really are trying to take control of like the zoo and trying to like, you know, give everyone a role, delegate as much as possible, keep everything on track. And in television, that's usually done for you. So the idea is just let's get this content out as fast as we can. So those are the main two differences.
So the first film you did, which is Arctic, is
yes.
The one about the comic book serial killer.
Yes, sir.
And the poster, I mean, there's definitely a fellow that looks like Brody Lee. So who did you get to play his role?
That is Jerry Giangiello, and that's one of the reasons he was cast. But the difference between Jerry Giangiello and Brody Lee is Brody Lee is that guy, and Jerry Giangiello is the Hollywood version of that guy, meaning everyone in Hollywood is about 5'6",
It's I got
the
a chance.
Illusion of size versus the actual size, the actual menacing character that they know how to portray in front of people. Everything is done for that camera. So you're stepping on a stool, so you appear like you're 7 feet tall. Well, if I was pulling someone from the wrestling world, I could just cast someone who's 7 feet tall.
So what else have you done in professional wrestling?
So many years ago, there was a television show that I worked on with a friend who also had a background in the wrestling industry, and we both sustained injuries that kind of like left us without being able to pursue a career in wrestling. So we turned to our mutual passion, which was film, and decided, why don't we just combine these passions and try to film wrestling shows and release that as a television show. So it was called The Territory, and we used to kind of travel up and down the West Coast and kind of up and down I-5. We'd go up to Portland and back down, and we'd even go all the way over to Reno, and we'd shoot shows. And the idea was we would try to portray people on week one, playing whatever characters they're playing in Northern California. Then in week two, we'd show them in Reno, and they'd be on the opposite side of the fence. We tried to like show the talent involved and how they can morph from, you know, face side, the heel side, and kind of just show how much potential all these people had and how talented they were. And some of the people that were on the show back then were, you know, there's some names you might recognize today, Brian Cage, Timothy Thatcher. There's a few others here and there, but I would say those are probably the most well-known of the performers we would feature on a weekly basis.
So you're kind of burying the lead here, if you don't mind me asking. What did you guys do that injured you to the point that you could no longer pursue a career?
Well, I was training to be a wrestler at Jason Styles School in Fremont, California. And at the same time, I was in a band, and there was a lot of pressure being put on my right knee, which, you know, much like some of these people nowadays, you see NXT, a lot of these injuries to ACL joints and MCLs. So my knee went out during one of these drills, and I kind of have had that injury ever since. Because I was a wrestling fan and read Mick Foley's book, I thought, well, this is great. I'll just be homeless, in the car, train, work all day, just train, and never take care of my body. And so my knee went to smithereens, and then rather than go to a doctor, I said, no, this is fine. I'll just tough it out. And still to this day, my knee cracks every time I take a step. So that should be a little warning for some of you up-and-coming wrestlers.
A cautionary tale for these youngsters. And what did your buddy do?
Exactly.
Or the old wrestlers as well.
Yes, anybody.
Exactly.
All humans. So what did your buddy do?
So he had a similar injury training, except his was more based in his ankle. His entire leg went one way, and his ankle stayed in place. So he, unfortunately, his career ended during a training session. And so, yeah, we were both, you know, going to college at the time, learning about filmmaking, and we thought, well, hell, why don't we just do this? This is far less injury prone in this situation.
So how's the film doing so far? We got about 30 seconds here, but it came out, a month ago? 2 months?
Yeah, it came out on January 9th, and it's doing well so far. We've had a lot of great reviews. So, you know, by all means, go to iTunes, Amazon, Apple TV, and Vudu. Look up Relentless, give it a watch, give us a review, and send me a message and let me know what you thought.
All right, back in a moment with more. We'll tell you where to watch and wrap it up. Observer just Live. Say-
The Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189. Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It's the Brian, Tom, and Tom show here. One of these Toms doesn't understand what it means to promote, so luckily the other Tom is here. Tom Bocci, Relentless, came out January 9th, iTunes, Amazon, Apple TV, Vudu. Tell us about the film, where we can watch it, more about you, your own social media, and all
can
of that.
Can you let the guy talk?
Would you shut up, Tom?
So, yeah, give me a follow on Instagram. It's Tom Bocci, B-O-T-C-H-I-I, on all social media handles. You could find out more about the film. And as Ryan mentioned, iTunes, Amazon, Apple TV, Vudu, anywhere you rent or buy films, you could watch Relentless, which is a cat-and-mouse revenge thriller where we blur some of the lines of good and bad, which is how some of my favorite wrestling stories have been told and how I feel movie stories should be told from here on out. So, give it a watch. Let us know what you think.
Very quickly, what's your favorite wrestling storyline of all time?
Favorite wrestling? I mean, it's got to be Bret and Owen. Just that's the era I came up. You know, that's when my fandom began, and I had a brother who looked like Bret. And one day, after WrestleMania 10, we were wrestling in the living room, and I made him tap.
Wow.
I made my older brother tap, so Owen was my hero for years.
Please tell me you made him tap with a legitimate sharpshooter.
I wish. That would make this story so much better, but no, it was a chokehold.
Well, your mom didn't have to throw the towel in for him?
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Your dad take you down to the basement afterwards?
Shuffled into the living room.
Yeah, brutal times. And Brett, hey, Brett, you know, that U.S.-Canada, he walked the line, babyface heel, depending on where he was. So All ties together here. Well, listen, Tom, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today. Best of luck with Relentless. Would you shut up? And hopefully we'll have you on again soon someday. And
we need to talk to Tom about all of our similarities.
Yeah, we do. We can do a whole show on that. Well, listen, thank you for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.